Zondervan Audio Pages presents Your Time-Starved Marriage, How to Stay Connected at the Speed of Life by Drs. Les Parrott and Leslie Parrott, read by the authors.
Introduction. This better be quick. If you're like us, you're prone to skip the preface of some books to save a little time. After all, why mess with a lengthy introduction when your day is already too full, schedule's too compact, and time too precious? So if you're inclined to forego the appetizer and get straight to the main course of a book on maximizing your time together, we don't want to slow you down. We're just as eager as you are to get to the good stuff. Allow us to simply say at the outset that we have deliberately designed this audio package for a couple on the go. At this point, we want you to know that at the end of each chapter, there is a suggestion on how to use the accompanying workbook. There's several exercises that go along with this audio if you care to use them, as well as an online test called a Time Style Assessment. You can find it at our website, www.realrelationships.com. That's one word, realrelationships.com. Well, let's get started.
Part 1. Loving on Borrowed Time.
Most new books are forgotten within a year, said Evan Essar, especially by those who borrow them. Well, whether you bought or borrowed this audiobook, we want you to remember and practice its principles for far more than a year. Truly, we believe that what you're about to learn can change the course of your relationship forever. You see, most married couples live and love on borrowed time. They spend their prime time on everything out there and then scrape together whatever's left over and bank on the time they're borrowing from the future, saying, someday we'll do this or that. Tomorrow we won't be so busy. Eventually, things will be different. But will they? Really? There's a better way. To quote Shakespeare, neither a borrower nor a lender be. Borrowing dulls the edge of husbandry. So learn how to live free and clear of your time debt and own outright each moment you have together.
Chapter 1. Anybody have the time?
Antoinette Bosco said, "Time isn't a commodity, something you pass around like cake. Time is the substance of life." Well, time may not be a commodity, but it is every couple's most valuable resource. Whatever financial or material resources you have stockpiled, they don't hold a candle to time. And if you are burning your proverbial candle at both ends, you know exactly what we mean. In these hectic, hurry-up, stressful times, every couple we know, including ourselves, is rushing around to get more done in less time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?